This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. A Pentecost underscore Tuesday underscore CE. First posted July 20th, 2010. Genesis 18:1-10a, 10b-14. The promise of a son. Paraphrase. The Lord appeared to Abraham at the Oaks of Mamre, slightly north of Hebron in southern Israel, an ancient sacred place. Ancient worship took place under oak trees. Abraham was sitting in the doorway of his tent during the noontime siesta. He opened his eyes and three men were standing before him. When he saw them, he ran to greet them and bowed before them, addressing them as Lord. He begged them not to pass him by. He offered water to wash their feet, a rest under the tree, and bread to refresh them, and then they would be free to go, the Middle Eastern standard of hospitality of the time. They accepted his offer, and so Abraham hastened to his tent and told his wife, Sarah, to make cakes of bread, and he went to his herd and selected a tender and good calf to be prepared by his servant. Then he presented the food, with curds and milk, to the three visitors under the tree, where they ate. Abraham prepared a more generous spread than he implied in his offer. Then they asked for Sarah, Abraham's wife, by name. Abraham told them she was in his tent, and they told Abraham that the Lord would return in the spring and Sarah will have borne a son. Sarah was eavesdropping from inside the tent. Both Abraham and Sarah were beyond childbearing age, and so Sarah laughed, wondering how she and her husband could produce children after they had grown too old. The Lord asked Abraham why Sarah had laughed and thought it impossible for her to have a child after she had passed the age of childbearing. He asked Abraham if there was anything too difficult for the Lord. The Lord said that he would return in the spring and that Sarah would have a son. Commentary: this is a little difficult to understand. The Lord apparently visited Abraham in three persons. I choose to see this as a foreshadowing of the Trinity, God in three persons, or expressions, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but I realize that my view is controversial. There is no doubt, however, that the doctrine of the Trinity is biblically accurate, for example, Matthew 28:19-20, John 14:8-11, 15-18, 23. I am a born again, John 3:3, 5-8, Christian, having been filled with the indwelling Holy Spirit. I have a personal relationship with God the Father, and God the Son, John 20:28, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, Romans 8:9. It is not necessary to understand how this can be, in order to believe it, any more than it is necessary to understand from whence the wind comes or where it goes, as Jesus points out according to John 8:3. God had promised to give Abraham a descendant, the son of the promise, through whom God's promise to Abraham, Abram, would be fulfilled, Genesis 12:1-3, 15:2-4. Now both Sarai, and Abraham were past childbearing age and the Lord promised that they would have the son of promise next year. The son of God's promise to Abraham foreshadows Jesus Christ, the son of the promise of the Messiah, Christ. It was a long time before that promise was fulfilled, also. The account of Abraham's offering of Isaac, the son of the promise, as a sacrifice is deliberately intended by God to foreshadow God's own sacrifice of his son of the promise, Jesus, on the cross. God tested Abraham's faith, obedient trust, but didn't allow Abraham to complete his sacrifice. Instead, the Lord provided himself the lamb for the sacrifice, Genesis 22:8-RSV. God did provide an alternative, so that Isaac was not sacrificed, Genesis 22:1-14. And God literally fulfilled that promise in Jesus Christ. Jesus is fully God, Colossians 2:8-9, John 20:28, compare Acts 14:8-18, and Jesus is the Lamb of God, John 1:35-36, the perfect unblemished Lamb of the new Passover, whose flesh provides the feast and Holy Communion, Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, and whose blood marks the people of God to be passed over by the destroying angel, Matthew 26:26-28, compare Exodus 12:1-13. Jesus is the substitute ionary sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we don't have to die for them ourselves. See God's plan of salvation. Sidebar, right? Sometimes it takes a long time for the Lord's promises to be fulfilled. Waiting on the Lord is a discipline we need to learn. As we do, we will grow in faith as the fulfillment reveals God's faithfulness and power to do what seems impossible to us. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.